Now we move on to new business and the supervising physician contract. Chief Martin, please fill us in.
So we have a new supervising physician, and her contract was signed yesterday, and it'll be effective starting October 1st of 2018. And so we've gone over duties and insurance, and everything is acceptable to both of us. So it's we were able to do this for $30,000 a year, which is within the contract budget number that we had. So we're all satisfied with this.
Excellent. Any comments or questions of the chief?
In paragraph 7, is that a occurrence or a claims-made policy?
I don't know the differential of those two, but so it's on I believe it's the occurrence.
Because that would be one important. That all of our policies, the question would become if this went over to fire, and you had a claims-made policy, and fire took it over, they would be liable to the claims, or we'd have to have a residual tail coverage for the district on that. If it's an occurrence policy, it would be covered if we do a merger. So we need to know that. Two, I think it should be documented in here for both our protection and Dr. Hazlett's protection of what type of policy it is. So I would suggest that you put that in there. Secondly, and I think Dr. Hazlett would be happy to know that it's an occurrence, because then she would not be liable for a tail at the end if it was a claims-made policy. That's an important insurance differential, and that's also in that big, thick book in that disc over there. Secondly, in here, there was a paragraph, I don't have my primary document here, that deals with Dr. Hazlett's use of the software. And if someone can help me find that, the question I had is, does she have total use of the software where she can do tracking? And because the software has different parts, and this has been a question in the past, and who has access to? Is she going to be able to track cases 2 and 3 years back to see and track individual paramedics for the use of drugs to see and do that tracking that she needs to do?
We'll set her up the way she, whatever she needs to do her job. And going back to your first question on the insurance, she did speak with our insurance guy yesterday. She was given the full documentation, the 191 pages of the documentation. She was satisfied with what she said. And then you do not get tail insurance coverage until after your program, your insurance has been severed or changed. So you do not buy tail insurance until you're changing your insurance.
No, you only buy tail insurance if you have a claims-made policy. I just went through this with Peace Health because they have a claims-made policy, and I made sure when I retired that they pick up the tail. And the occurrence, it's anything that will occur today is covered forever. Claims-made is any claim made today. The difference being if something occurred today and the claim wasn't made today, you have to insure that gap. So if you're saying we have occurrence...
It is occurrence.
Okay.
And she was satisfied with
191 pages in the morning.
She was satisfied with the explanation that was given by our insurance, and also her and then also talking with our attorney. This thing was written and vetted through both. So,
just for clarity, that's McIlvany Insurance.
That is correct. Yes. And I would suggest you give them a call too.
I will. Chartwell.
Any further questions of Chief Martin?
So the training expenses for recovery has been a little high this year. So with the doctor coming on to the last quarter of this year, but we had budgeted her salary for a supervising position. Obviously, that money wasn't spent for the first three quarters of the year. Will that start to offset? I'm just curious, like, because she'll be taking on more of the staff training.
So the training is generally used for off. So when we go off island for training, that's where that normally comes from. So the registration, tuitions, and seminars, that's when we go off island for that, or we go to somewhere else for that. The actual training is with the training that we do on the island here. So she will be here doing her trainings, and she is. She lives in Squim, and she works here at the hospital once a month or twice a month. She comes here, so she will be when she has her she's going to be setting up her schedule to when she works there. Then she'll come over here the next day. But we're also set up to do Skype training, so that way we'd be able to put her on the big screen, and she would have all the information to do to teach a class.
I hope she's flying over. That's a long time.
She is fine.
She's a wonderful person.
I'm happy
we
have a supervising.
Yeah, I'm happy as well. And congratulations, Chief. And thank you, Olivia, for joining us. Next order of business is a discussion of AV issues. As folks who have been around a while know that we used to be accommodated by the county council and their chambers, and Ingrid Gabriel, who worked many, many hours pro bono to accommodate us. Unfortunately, we lost that facility and the live streaming AV capabilities for a myriad of reasons, the most telling of which was contractual and legalities such that we are obligated to relocate to Seven Island EMS conference room. That said, my understanding, and Nathan and Pam, correct me if I'm wrong, the utilization of the live streaming was tracked by Ingrid, and the utilization in terms of numbers was few and far between. Is that true and consistent with your recall, Pam?
I don't know the specific numbers, but yes, they track the occurrences. But you looked into it, Nathan, about the actual.
Are you talking
numbers.
About usage of the live streaming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were over at county council chambers.
I don't know of any data that tracked usage when we were in the county council chambers. We did.
Well,
do
I do, and the numbers were nominal. So, you know, I put that in context in that, Nathan, you and I particularly have looked into what a live streaming setup would cost a district on a monthly basis, and it was in the hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So I think just cost-wise, that consideration should be put on the back burner. That said, though, archiving audio-video, I think, is a good idea. We're using sort of a poor man's non-archived Skype system for the first time tonight. I can say, participating in this board meeting with visualization and much better audio is a huge step in the right direction. That said, it doesn't do a lot of good for the folks in our community who show up. So I think at the least my suggestion would be that the board authorize setting up a relatively high quality AV system that the archive tapes could be diminished in resolution and put on our website. So I just offer that as an opening up to the discussion here. Love to hear from my fellow commissioners.
I don't think it's a valid argument to say that nominal usage justifies accessibility. I think that the you know, with the time of the meeting being changed to 3 o'clock, we've made ourselves less accessible, especially with the addition of not having our streaming services and not being in the county building. It seems to me that it would be great to see if we could reapproach the county and see if we could use that space again, because it's so easy. That could be step one. We wouldn't be in Lainey's office anymore. You know, before we spend money on more equipment and task someone to set it up, it seems to me that we should see if we could find a way to work with the county.
Well, Annalisa, we pursued that with great vigor, with an advocate of Ingrid Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Basically, for her to continue doing what she was doing, she was breaking the rules and regs of her employment with the county. So that was a no joy. And yet you needed to have a technician who could run the machinery after hours. So it was really a no joy in many different arenas. Could we reapproach them? Sure. You know, another no is just another no.
Well, I recently had a conversation with one of the commissioners, and, you know, he was just saying they didn't see why we couldn't, and we should be able to work something out. So
I don't have any problem pursuing that again. I'm just not terribly hopeful that it's going to come to fruition. But, you know, it's a different time. Maybe things have changed over there. And if we can get even a quasi more cost-effective rendering, even though they use very archaic equipment, at least the doggone stuff works sometimes, most of the time, that's a major step in the right direction. I agree, having live streaming is better than archived audio videotapes. But that said, it's going to cost a district, you know, $800 a month. I just wonder if that's worth it in terms of anticipated utilization. So I've said enough now. Let's hear from Warren. Do you have some comments, sir?
I'd like to hear from the public what they would like on that.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to hear, and put that question out to the public. Do they think it's worth spending $800 of their money, and my money, and your money, and your money, Chris, your money and your money, on that? I'm all for documentation, transparency, able to go back and listen to tapes. You learn a lot going back and listening to tapes. I've been right and I've been wrong, and I can always learn by listening to the tapes to see exactly what I said.
Well, even now, Warren, we have archived audio.
Right.
But So you can always listen to tapes. So big consideration, the delta is the time frame, whether it's live streaming or archived. So at least we have the latter.
And I'd like to hear from the audience, certainly, but I think it might be a wise idea to get to like appoint Nathan and Pam, who already have a lot of this information, to gather up the research for us, to gather up the information and exactly how much it would cost and what it would entail, go to the county and ask if we could, you know, utilize their services and their facilities, whatever we need to do, and come back to the board with all the information so we would know and the public would know.
Can I speak?
Excellent.
Pam has a...
Before, the county gave us notice in March that they could no longer host our meetings. And I worked with Ingrid for that whole month. We had to be out. We couldn't do our meetings in April. And she contacted the commissioners. We contacted the attorneys for their facilities, and the answer was no. We could reach a settlement. I even asked if the district could pay for the services, you know, since they were giving to it free, but maybe we could start paying for the services. And that was researched through the attorneys, their attorneys over there, and we got the answer no. But I can certainly revisit. It has been, you know, some time has gone by, and I can, you know, contact them again to see what could be worked out. I think the original way that we got our meetings there was also through a councilman saying, oh, well, you can, you know, use the facility. We were going through the levy issues and things like that. So, you know, sometimes, you know, people don't know the legal ramifications for certain, you know, things. But we did try extensively to keep our meetings there. But we were told, no, we had to move. But I will go back and see. Maybe it's different now. Maybe people have more time, or the attorneys over there have more time to research this and, you know, give it a shot. And
is there any reason you couldn't, like, have that for the next meeting?
We can have it for the next meeting. We already have the, we have been researching the prices for that system. We had a conference call with the same audio visual people that the county use, and like I say, we do know it would cost $800 a month to have the same system and the same way to archive it and things like that, because we are, like the county, we have to keep public records, and also those things have to be kept available for a certain amount of time and years and all of that. So, yes, we can have a more detailed report and answers next month.
And Nathan, you have a perspective on this as well, very tech-savvy guy.
we did. I guess it depends on how much time you have. I could certainly offer quite a bit, but I don't want to waste your time. I think the exact number for live streaming was $400 a month to use the same carrier that the county uses. They have different tiers, and so the $800 is the next step up, which offers more archival storage and that sort of thing. It is an expensive service. I don't know of any numbers about usage of live streaming when we were at the council chambers. I do know that when we had some video recordings in February that we posted on YouTube, that we had under 10 views. So it did not seem to be something that was utilized significantly. Not that there aren't some people that use it. We do currently post audio within 48 hours, full audio of the meetings. So that's one aspect to be considered, certainly, you know, how and whether we record our meetings. There are other aspects as well. For instance, our objectives regarding teleconferencing, as we're doing right now with Dr. Edwards, whether or not you want to have as an objective for the public to be able to see people teleconferencing, or whether your objective is just to see the commission. So there are kind of, you know, whether or not we want speakers for the commissioners, as we've tried, and we've had trouble with that. And there's sort of a lot of different opinions about this. So we can certainly compile some options and compile a list of sort of the different audiovisual concerns, submit it to the board, and you guys can make some decisions about that, including cost.
So I'll make that a motion.
I second it.
Well, yeah, we're relying on you and your memory.
The motion is Nathan Dewey.
Yes. Well, to delegate, basically, I'll reiterate the motion, to charge Nathan and Pam to not only reapproach the county as far as using their chambers, but also to break out the alternatives and the attendant costs of live streaming, archived, audiovisual, and just audio alone. That's the motion.
So, Mark, was that your motion?
He said it very well.
So now Mark's motion needs a second. I can't second it.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. And thanks, Nathan and Pam, for adding to your workload. But I think this is an important consideration. And thanks for having it on the nice agenda.
While we're on that subject, Michael?
Yes, sir.
While we're on that subject, and if the audience is agreeable and the commission's agreeable, I'd like to take a picture of you on that and the audience behind here. This is the first time we've done this. And we even got Brad back there smiling. I'd like to take a picture of this so we can post it in our office, the first one we've done.
Well, give me a minute. I want to comb my hair.
You'll get a minute.
Okay. It doesn't take that long to comb my hair. Not that many hairs.
Yeah, there you go. You got a pen.
I got one.
Yeah, go. Get Brad in there, too. Get Brad in there. Smile
and nod.
Come on, Brad. This is historic.
So my back is to Brad, and I have a feeling that he was making fun of me. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes,
he was listening attentively.
Oh, okay, see?
He was listening
somebody's
attentively.
Not telling the truth, Warren.
I am.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Very good. Audience comments on your...
I have a comment on...
Yeah.
I have a comment. Since early 90s, I was a big proponent of putting in... teleconferencing network throughout the county. We did a distance learning thing where we had live studios on San Juan Island, Orcas Island, and Lopez Island. Yeah, we got it between the school districts. It was full-fledged studio. And telephone company, we put it in for a year. And at that time, the school districts couldn't come up with the funding to carry it on. I pushed for that since the 90s. I've been over in Skagit County. They have a great county council room that is booked, and it is live streamed for every junior taxing district that wants to use it. That's what the model I'd like to see in San Juan County. It's having the hospital district use the chamber was a first step, but there's a lot of resistance on both sides to move forward. The reason we ended up doing it was Ingrid was willing to do it, and I was pushing to have it done. I think we should have countywide a studio that we can go to and have our meetings. Anybody, any junior taxing district, have their meetings and be open to the public. You can pick and choose which ones you want to watch. It's our taxpayers' money. It's you guys spending it. It's Brad spending it because I don't spend money. Then, and we should have something that provides this service to the county. We have the technology now. We have the infrastructure. It's just a matter of getting it all together. The reason the schools didn't work was one simple reason. They could not agree upon a bell schedule. And it was that way across the country with distance learning. The biggest thing to do was to agree to have... Someone has to make some agreements of how things are to be used. Just a bell schedule killed the distance learning in San Juan County. But I'm a firm believer that we should have one studio that we can have public meetings at that is accessible to the public. I'm a firm believer in that.
So thank you.
Just one second. People are putting their hands up and you can't see them, Michael.
Sure.
Okay.
Can Rebecca just recognize those people to the chair?
Absolutely.
Just a couple of things. One is the town also has the same equipment mm-hmm. as the county does. So when you're looking for your prices and all that, you might want to talk to the town.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is with the county planning on building a new building, which is going to happen because they don't have to ask the taxpayers. They can bond it. So it is pretty much a done deal that they're going to have a new building. This would be a good time to have, you know, to put in Bob's idea mm-hmm. and tell him that you're interested in that type of thing. So,
okay.
My two cents would be thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. So I wanted to go back to Vaughn Jarman, and that is when we were privileged of being able to use county council chambers and the AV system they had in place, Bob Jarman was the major advocate of that, and he made it happen. So, Bob, thank you very much for doing that, sir.
Okay.
Any further discussion as far as the AV situation?
No, okay, he punched that off well.
The